The laboratory of her procreation should be at her discretion and not at a church ruled by neutered men who fondle each other and despise women because they are a threat to their institution. Turn to your neighbor and tell them that. Because women from the days of Jehovah were disavowed, and the excuse of men and their spiritual conciliaries was that these women don't have a soul. Take as many as you want. Well, that would have been to the horror of all these gods coming from blue that reincarnated, keep reincarnating, in a changing their world, adding to the world, getting to experience a new and improved life, and yes, carrying the burden of what is not resolved. Imagine some horrible lifetime when suddenly some divine decree, let's talk about that. So you know, Jehovah, that coward, yeah, that entity used men to conquer other people. And if he was the God of all of the world, would he not have loved the least of humanity? I think he would have. But instead, he is the God of an insecure man that he can boss around and create a tribe and start invading and bringing down the cultures that love these gods that he felt insecure about. So he destroyed the base of which they grew up in their midst, that they have the culture from those great beings from. He destroyed the people of the culture. This is what he did. And so in the aftermath of that, tragic aftermath, then women who are highly intuitive, when men are still, you know, they're the animal, they're the male, you know, doing everything in sight, the female is way up here. I mean, she's surviving. She is blessed with the love of her offspring. She is going to do whatever it takes for the survival of her child and herself. That takes her out of sexuality and puts her in pain and survival right up here. So women are nearer to their intuitiveness. They depend upon it to make right decisions. So they'll marry anyone who will not harm their children so that they have a safe haven. Doesn't mean that they loved him. Didn't mean they loved him at all. In fact, they've rarely ever loved any man they've ever been with, which is in a God, because they've had to do it for survival and never on a basis of absolute equality. When one woman in a God as a woman finds a man who is a God and a man and sees her equal, now we're going to talk about love. Up until that, we're talking about fear and survival. So, to this day, the Christianized world with such a brutality, the Inquisition murdered, burned, destroyed books, ancient books of every civilization, had the tentacles of Rome at its hand. And it killed off everyone until it could have its way of using religion indeed as the new control mechanism for the new world. So they killed off everyone, rewrote the ancient books into their way of thinking, and anyone other than that was a threat to Rome, which is a threat to the whole world. And in that point, women were still considered cattle that could be bought. People who had, families who had women, hated when a girl child was born because they had to work twice as hard to make the dowry, to make the money, to get the assets, to raise the cattle, to marry her off by promising that if you take this thing, you will get this amount of cattle, this amount of sheep, this amount of gold if you take her and get rid of her. That's how they did it. And in India, the motherland. Mexico is now the motherland. Yeah. right? If you take her away, you get all this price. So they take her away. But then they got really clever. The mother of the son who took the wife, once they had gone through the dowry, said, kill the wife, we'll get a new one. And so they burned all these poor women in India to death so that the husband was free to get a new bride and a new dowry. Now, what think you of that? Truth is, this is horrible. But now we have, today in the Christian religion, what we have is the modern version of it. We have women who cannot have control over their own reproductive organs. The church does. Terrible. A woman only wants to lay with a man when she wants to, not a man who could lay every 25 minutes. She determines if she wants to bear a child with this man. It is up to her. And today in the world, women are still considered sinful, filthy, ugly, and filled with debauchery. The Catholic Church will never allow a woman pope, although the first pope of Rome was Mary Magdalene, the wife of Yeshua ben Joseph. Because women can make logical decisions outside of the law. They make it for survival. Therefore, they are a threat to the men who make the law. And so if we remove their souls, we can have as many of them as we want to. That men never have to pay the piper for their innate lust. They can have sex, rape, plunge every woman in the world and can still be canonized as a saint. So it is to them to believe in this instead of this. And so when we find a woman and we see this is a God within, you cannot simply rape this woman and say that if you do this for me, you will love me. We never can do that. We have to decide upon this precipice to either be human beings or gods. And in that, we find respect for all women. We found them. Men lose their control in the law by allowing women their say-so. But women need to have the right to determine when they want to nest an egg inside of them. And no body politic should ever have that rule over them, as they have had for thousands of years through politics and religion. And today is a fight for the independence of your sweet mother. Your sweet mother that had been given a chance. She may have come up with a marvelous thought process that would have enchanted even her children. That today, that you have to want women to have independence because they're your sister, they're your aunt, they're your grandmama, and we never want to strap them down to a marriage contract that they, who men who are horny day and night, because they're still animals, cannot control themselves to where selection of copulation produces offspring, and it's to her that we ask permission. Are you willing to give up your body to nourish this and to give up your life for the next 20 years to nourish some offspring we're about to have? Are you willing to do that if I make love to you? How many women would say, are you out of your mind? Should fight for it. Should say, that's a goddess. The laboratory of her procreation should be at her discretion and not at a church ruled by neutered men who fondle each other and despise women because they are a threat to their institution. Turn to your neighbor and tell them that. Women, blessed is your womb and the fruit of your womb, but greater than that is blessed the mind that you have to care for humanity, to life. So be it. And I bless your life with great and wondrous runners. So be it. You may be seated. And so, how are you doing? Women have no belief. How can they believe in Jesus Christ if supposedly he never married and had children? How can a man never understand a woman? How can a God who has always been a man ever understand the God who is a woman? Doesn't work. So, when each of you understand that the anchor to your own liberation is how you treated your mother, how you treat your aunts, your sister, and all the females in your life, and all the females that are out there shaking their booty in your face, a god, the gods, 455,000 years ago, would have never acted on that. They would have seen ignorance and would never have perpetuated it, ever. You should look at the women as gods unrealized and look at them to the greatness of their mind. They are filled with wonder. Every woman is brilliant because it's been suppressed so long in the female brain that once interactive, concepts and knowledge and their thoughts upon every subject matter become enchanting and wonderful. And you only have to sit aside and never put in your own mind. Let them talk. And here we have what has kept love in a family. What has kept love in a tribe. It's not the men. It's the womb. It's the women of the womb. So, today then, Ramaya and I are here in a wonderful expose and invited all science to come and test me and her. And we passed, as you can imagine, in flying colors. And so she's called the Great American Channel for that reason. She's not a fraud. She's really gone down that tunnel, and I am a puppeteer of her body, which would say that this is what God looks like in every woman. Check it out. Dig it. And that the reason that people live in the 10,000 years from now, in this very moment, is they got over that carnival effect of famous women being beautiful and tantalizing you because a corporation could sell you a product when you're on an emotional high, when you are masturbating in the shower to what you just saw. They're selling you a product. 10,000 years from now, that doesn't exist. We have the same gods 455,000 years ago. We have the quintessential goddess who took sperm and egg and made you beautiful, that took all your hair off and gave you culture. And this is the woman who protected you against the climate changes of the earth and made certain she kept in touch with you. Not because she wanted you to worship her, but because she wanted to affect the quantum biological change that was set in the beginning. Now, crossovers, people who are queer and gay, people that are men with women's souls. Women with men's souls. All came about at the fall of women. And indeed, that when women were disenfranchised, let's look at the scenario. When the whole point of divinity is placed upon men who are emotionally incapable of leadership and emotionally incapable of making decisions that amount to anyone else other than themselves. I mean, your channel said it best when she says that the reality you create is your mind. But if that mind contains an entire principality, what mind should we arise to that every human being is at the whim of our emotions and that their fortunes, their food, their crops, their animals, their lodging are at the mood, the whim of a sexual favor? And that by simply being moody, we wipe out an entire peasant race in our kingdom when we were giving the chance for leadership and for once and all put aside our humanity and arise to the status of our God to really lead people who are gods in an effective and noble manner. And so what happened to all these men who couldn't lead, who were born to peasants? And all they're going to be is cannon fodder when one principality goes to war with another principality. Who do you think is the army? It's not the princes, it's the peasants, and you have been peasants. And you are ushered to the forefront, and nobody cries that you were murdered, burned alive, scalded, shot through the head, and disemboweled. No leader cried. But your parents did. And of course, they are peasants without fortune and without prominence and without cause. And so they're the only ones that wept for your sweet demise. The only one only asked more dispensable people to come forward, more men. And you know what? Men who were dying, been scalded by tar, were disemboweled, had their hands cut off and their loins butchered in front of him. And the last thing they were calling was for their mother. They weren't calling for their father, calling for their mother. And the only person who really protected them in their life. And as a result of that, when they left their body and went to bliss and came back, they wanted to be a woman. Because a woman was the only sensible, caring concept in a whole world of irrationality and madness. Was to be a woman. And so men who were still locked in to never owning that positive gender were still men. Their souls were still positive and they came back as women and they hid in women. They wouldn't go to war. Women were never sent to war and they hid themselves as a woman because they were cowards. They were unfit, and yet at the heart of it, their mother would never send them to battle. And they found war so awful, they never wanted to do it again. And the only safe haven was to be a woman, and they came back as women. And so here we have men in women's garments. And those women are not attracted to men. They're attracted to women. Because naturally, in their soul and in their neural net, they would be men in women's bodies and they would be looking for other women. And so began the crossovers. And so while legions were at war, women were being entertained by men in women's clothing, the greatest lovers that ever lived. Were never the men at war, but the women at court that were really men. Turn to your neighbor and tell them. You may begin. Come on, I ask you to talk about it. Let's do it. To life. How many of you are understanding? Raise your hands. And so be that. Now, on to women. And women so suppressed, never having a voice in government, the body politic, never being invited to court, never being educated beyond the means of their village, because they are bright. And if they were beautiful, they wanted to hide themselves away because they were taken to court and used as courtiers, royal whores. And they didn't want that. And so, what do we talk about women? Your mother, who's a Catholic, who has been brainwashed that she knows nothing. And yet, in her brain, she knows everything. And asked not to question. Questions to go to hell and burn. They're going to go to hell and burn. There's not enough money to buy her out because she would be compromising your inheritance if she bought her way out of hell. Bizarre. No wonder we have you isolated out here in the boondocks. But women who wanted to make a difference, who didn't want their children to go to war, who didn't want their brothers to fight, who didn't want their fathers to die because they loved them, were helpless. So who do you think they came back as? Women in men's bodies. They got drafted, they went to the front, and they were clever. They know how to seduce everyone in the chain of command. And they did it really well. So they could change policy. Turn to your partner and tell them that. How many of you are learning? Yes? It's all right? Some of you may never see me again in this lifetime. I want you to have a radical neural net on understanding something that the whole world says is something else. I want you to be evolved. And you could say, it's my old teacher, Ramtha, who taught me to think that way. Cool. So, back to men in women's clothing. We are on that. All right. And so, here they are born. I mean, you know, they used to fantasize about having this. Now they have and they go, what was the big deal about this? And they have, you know, menstruation. They go, oh my God. And suddenly, we have these beautiful creatures that are just men who said, we cannot do this anymore. I am not going to go and die for this meaningless human being that says that he was appointed by the gods to govern me. I'll never do that again. But I'm going to get in his bed and make sure he doesn't do it to anybody else. And crossovers that are men know how to love a man. They know every man's fantasies. They bring it with them. I mean, they do unspeakable things. And once a man finds such a creature, go, oh my God, this is a creature. I mean, you know what she did to me. And I can't make policy. I can't make decisions. I have to have her. And you know what? She's blowing and going and doing and puncturing and, you know, all those things. And in the end, she's making policy, or he's making policy. And they just wanted to change the world. Just wanted to change the world. So then they knew they wouldn't get drafted if they were a man. Right. Not my audience. Right. And so, it was survival now, wasn't it? So it was the women who were never drafted. But if you could know this and be attracted to men, and if you retained enough of that in incarnation, you would only go, not after peasants. I mean, you wouldn't like roll in the hay with your brother's friends. No. You have your sights bigger. And so the greatest policy was ever changed in history was changed by men in women's bodies who rolled in the hay with kings. And they did it really well. And you know, in the end, they had an eye for beautiful men. But guess what? This was a crossover in the quintessential style of the word. They are the people who made changes in world policy to the benefit, to the effect. So we have that which is termed men with women as souls inside of them. Then we have effeminate men, that is true. We have them, the limp wrist, that is true. But no one has ever studied the effect of the true marshaling of the art of being a woman and a man underneath. Today, in front of you, is the same entity. And I am romancing you to the compliment that you are God. And I am doing my best, sending you this and this and that, to get you to understand you are a great being, and you no longer have to be that way ever again, and that your thought indeed matters. So crossover started that really confusing choice. And unfortunately, at the light, they continued it on. So some men are really women. And they appreciate women. And unfortunately, crossovers that are men in women's bodies hate women. And that's unfortunate. You know, they're men who are competing with another man, with a woman who they make fun of her reproductive organs. That is unacceptable. We want this for a reason. And they've gotten caught in their emotions. And now they're addicted to their emotions. So, remembering that we are gods from ultraviolet blue is an effort. Someone needs to remember us. And it is certain that no one in your reality of people, places, things, times and events is going to say, Hey! You're a god. Start acting like it. Don't act like a queer. Don't act like a megalomaniac in a man's body and stop acting like a woman that looks like a baboon with a red ass. Stop doing that. You don't have anybody like that in your world because they're all about you. Do you? Turn to your neighbor and tell them. You may begin. Well, there you go. And I know who is and who isn't. Yeah. And so, how many of you learned from that expose and knowledge? Raise your hands. I'll send you the runners to cement the experience. So be that. So you see, we never were men or women. We were the gods. And whatever position we took here, we had to take one or the other in order to play it out. But not to be lost in the position of positive or negative was really the art of greatness. Sometimes strong memories have to be in place, radical as they may be, that really point to the quintessential great being who's really non-sexual, but in my case, an entity filled with wrath and hatred. And that was my mistress. And I never laid with the people I conquered, never one day. And to this day, in this body, I find it deplorable that people who say they are channeling, such a laughable thing. Let's hook the suckers up. Let's see if they're really doing it. The people who say they're psychic, there's the field, bring it on. I find it deplorable. People say they are doing this and abuse the station by sexually abusing their audience. That has never happened in the tenure of Rampa's great school. Not one moment, ever. And those who have abused children, you might as well have their head flung and cut off into the ocean, and so it is. Never. When we have a society that is male-dominated, the abuse of women and women having no choice have to make the most of their assets to get on in life. We have a society and a religion and politics male-dominated. Every child is at risk for fantasy. Everyone is. Everyone is. You have a woman president, that'll end. We will hunt them down and be done with that matter, because every woman protects every child around the world. That is their nature. They are the womb of the world. They are the quintessential scientist of genetics. So now, in this evening, that you and I may never meet again in this lifetime, I want you to never forget me. Because as doubt as you may, you are not greater than science who put me to the test. You are only doubting because I am in contrary to your personal need and personal belief. But at the end of you is hope. You expose no hope. But a greater message does. And that every human being here is capable of a greater message. And this country slavishly is under a religion and a belief that defers power to a woman who is a virgin and had 7 children. How can you cope with that scientifically? And then to her son, which in fact, she had twins. It's historically accurate. But you only remember one because the church in St. Augustine made only one to a power, a tyranny, who went from Caesar's to religion. If they are revolting for Jesus, let us make the religion and own them all. It's the Lord of the Rings. It is the Tower. It is the Dark Lord. That is exactly what they did. And to this day, your country, with every church bell ringing, calls you to prayer, to be in obedience to Mary, to the Son, to God. That's how far removed you are. You are adopted. Let us say that tonight you found your parent and it is actually in you and it's called intelligence. Yeah. And never again are you going to be enslaved and believe that myth that God didn't write those books. Crooked men of power wrote those books. You crazy person. And that our history deserves a greater history. You are a part of the gods 455,000 years ago who said, let's change this. And they did. How sweet they are, those beautiful beings. They are gods, but they also knew that you were too. They could never allow you to know what they knew, because your life was just beginning here on terra firma. You would create the hanging gardens of Babylon. You would change the forest. You would cut down all the forests in Europe, only to one day to realize the mistake you did And that's this to this to this and make it better. And only one day will you, in their great wisdom, know that one day you would feel the restlessness of accomplishment and want to know who you are and from whence come you and what can you do. Well, I want to tell you what you can do. That when you dispose of this trash that has a chain on your mind, and I'm telling you, I don't care what she looks like. She got a chain on your mind. She's threatened by this because she controls you. Enough. You're going to change reality, create a different reality. That when you know who you are, behold God. And that your occupation of the brain is like the occupation of a great conqueror in territories. You can occupy territories that take you to the zenith of the knowledge. Already tonight, you applaud that such a vicar comes in your defense as a woman, as your mother, your wife, your sister, your beloved aunt. That somehow they aren't whores, and they aren't despicable, and they aren't there to get you to masturbate in the shower and to do this. That they're really sort of holy people. And how do we know where we belong is when we think that they are and we change our mind and we move to a neighborhood of new neural thought that allows us to see the women in our life as equals. As that we hold them in the same respect that we want them to hold us. That we want them to hold our daughter in. We want our daughters to come up in an environment that we start tonight. Tonight, my daughter will never be a Catholic again. Tonight, I will never belittle women ever again. For it is to belittle my own soul if I do so. That is the crossover from a human being to thinking as a God indeed.